If you go ahead and turn over to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Thank you to the teens that sang with us today. We appreciate it. Y'all did really good, so thank you for that. I always love it whenever the song that is for the special lines up with what I was going to preach, because sometimes I might hesitate and say, well, Lord, is this what you want? Is that what do you want me to preach? But whenever it lines up, I know that it's exactly what he wanted. So Matthew chapter 6, and we'll start in verse 19. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Tonight's message isn't going to be just like 3 points and then that's it. I kind of just want to talk to you from my heart. This has been something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And what I want to talk to you about is what is your mindset? One of the teens brought up this illustration the other day, and whenever they told me about it, I was like, wow, that's really good. So I stole it from them. But this is a really good illustration, okay? So I have this rope here. Whenever I hold this rope, the first thing that your mind goes to is what? Probably this down here, the black piece, because the rest of it's yellow. So we see the black piece on the rope. And I want you to take that and equate that to the average lifespan, okay? The average lifespan I looked is like 79 years. So we'll just say 80 years for an average lifespan, okay? That's our lifespan. That's what we do here on earth. That's what we're spending, okay? Then the rest of the rope equals eternity. The time that we're going to spend if we're saved in heaven, the time for someone who isn't saved in hell. So this rope right here, all of the yellow represents eternity. It represents all the time that we're going to be spending with God. It represents all the time that we're going to be spending with our loved ones in heaven. It represents all the time that we're going to be spending with those that we were able to reach here on earth. We're going to spend eternity with them. The black part down on the bottom is just a short little time. And that illustration really stuck out to me because I feel like as Christians sometimes, our mindset isn't correct. We're not really thinking about the kingdom. We're too busy being focused on what's temporary. We have a temporary mind. We have a permanent mindset in a temporary place. This world is not our home, okay? We're just here for a little bit. We're just residing here until God calls us home. Our real home is up in heaven. That's where we're going to spend eternity. Eternity far outweighs 80 years of life, or even 100 years of life. Eternity is so long. I can't even comprehend how long eternity is. And we put so much emphasis on what's going on right now. Oh, how much money do I have in my bank? What do I have that I need to get done? What are these things that I'm struggling with? What do I need to take care of? And we get our focus off of what the main thing is, which I talked about last time I preached. And we get our focus off of what we're supposed to be thinking about, which is God and his kingdom. He has all of us here for a purpose, and that is to be kingdom workers for him. He wants us reaching those around us so that way more people can go to heaven. He wants us doing the kingdom work for him because he has us down here as ambassadors for Jesus. Jesus could have come down and done it all himself and reached everybody, but he left you and I here to be his ambassadors for the kingdom. And our focus as Christians for a lot of people is skewed. We have this mindset of, well, I'm going to be on earth for a long time, which relatively 80 years is a long time. 100 years is a long time. But whenever we think about it, not from our point of view, but from the kingdom point of view, our lifetime is short. It's but a vapor, like the Bible says. And what I want to talk about is us getting our mindset back on the right thing, getting our mindset back on what God has for us. And the devil, I'm sure he just sits back and he really doesn't have to do that much work, because the world that we live in today with social media, politics, all the different things that we have going on, it's easy to become sidetracked, right? It's really easy for us to get focused on these other things. And I'm sure the devil looks back and says, wow, they're not even focused on any of the kingdom work because they're doing all these other things. They're worried about their Facebook posts, or they're worried about this, or they're worried about that. There's 100 different things that come into our lives that can distract us. There are so many different things that the devil would just try to put in there to get our minds off of what is supposed to be at hand. And we can't allow him to do that. We can't allow him to distract us, because that's exactly what he wants to do. Whenever I was thinking about this lesson, I was thinking, whenever we go to a hotel, the Grants just went on a trip last week. Whenever you went on your trip, did you take everything from your house? No. You only took what you needed, right? And it's the same exact way with us, okay? This is just our temporary place. This is just our hotel. Before I accepted the job up here and Pastor was flying me up on the weekends, I didn't bring everything from Texas onto the plane and then bring it to my hotel room. Why? Because it was just a hotel room. It wasn't my permanent place. But whenever I moved up here, I brought everything with me that I needed. And in our lives, we're so focused sometimes on just what's at hand, what's going on right now, to where our mindset is that this is going to be our permanent destination. And that's not the case. We know that our permanent destination, if we're saved, is in heaven. And the only things that we're going to be able to take to heaven with us is ourselves and the other people that we tell about Christ and the rewards that we earn up in heaven. That's all that we're going to be able to take. Haley just got a new vehicle. That's not going to go to heaven with us. My car, I love my car. It's not going to heaven with me. Video games, whatever, our money, they're not going to heaven with us. They're going to stay down here, and if God waits, someone else is just going to get it from me. And whenever Jesus comes back, someone else is probably just going to break into my house and steal it. So the temporary things that we worry about and that we put so much emphasis on sometimes are things that don't truly matter. And this has just been something that's been on my heart because the devil wants to get our focus off. He wants to get us pushed the opposite direction. He wants to do everything that he can to get us thinking about what we think truly matters, and then we don't think about what actually matters. So I encourage you to, if your focus is off, try to get your focus back on what it's supposed to be on. If your focus is on the things that are going on around you, try to get it back on the kingdom things. Do we have to be aware of our surroundings? Yes. Do we have to work? Yes. Do we have to do these different things? Yes. But whenever they become our main priority, and whenever we neglect the kingdom in order to fulfill these other objectives in our life, then those things become out of place. They're out of whack, and we have to figure out how to get them back in order. And the kingdom should come first. What God's service should come first. God has called each and every one of us to be ambassadors for him. He's called each and every one of us to fulfill a mission for him. Yet, sometimes I don't think we take that seriously. Even sometimes myself, I catch myself not taking what God has given me seriously. If the White House called me and said, Adam, we have a mission for you, okay? And we want you to go over to wherever and accomplish this, and we want you to take out whoever, and then we want you to come back. I would be all hands on deck. You know what I mean? I'd be like, okay, whatever you need me to do, I'm willing to do that. But then our almighty creator gives us an objective to complete, and we act like, oh, someone else will do that. Someone else will take care of that. There's so many people that go to church, they'll solve it. Well, why do we treat God worse than we would treat someone else on earth? Why do we take other people's commands, or if our boss asks us to do something, we're right on it, but whenever our main boss asks us to do something, we act like, he'll find someone else to solve that. And whenever we have that mentality, whenever we have that attitude, we have to get back into position and say, let me get my mind focused on the kingdom again. Let me make sure that I'm laying up treasures in heaven. Let me make sure that I'm keeping my focus upward. And like I said earlier, it's easy to become distracted. It's easy to get our focus off. But the good thing about it is we can always get refocused. A horse that's in a race, it wears blinders, right? Why does it wear the blinders? Because it will get distracted if it looks to the side. If the horse looks to the side, it's going to see the other horses and maybe start going that direction. Or it's going to look over into the stands and see people. It's going to start doing crazy things. But if the horse has on its blinders, it's going to stay on the path, and it's going to know exactly where to go. We need to keep our spiritual blinders on. We need to always keep looking up, because we know that eventually Christ is going to return, and we want him to come back with us doing the right things. We want him to return with us hard at work. I remember whenever I was in college, I worked with some of my friends, and it was work, like, slash play. We were supposed to be working, but and sometimes the boss would be like, hey, I'm going out for lunch, or I got to go run an errand. Well, if the boss left, you kind of start slacking off. You started to start playing around, you know what I mean? So we would be doing whatever, and then the boss would come in and say, why are there 6 cars over there that need to be washed? What are y'all doing? Well, whenever the boss walks in, we're all about our business, right? We're all trying to get, oh, I need to get this, I need to get that. We're trying to solve our situation. Whenever, if we would have just been working as hard as if the boss had been there, we wouldn't have been behind on anything. We wouldn't have been off track. And it's the same way with God. sometimes Christians, we start slacking and we say, it's been like 2,000 years since he died on the cross. When's he really going to come back? And we start slacking and we say, well, it's not going to be my lifetime, so I'm okay to kind of take a break. We never know when God's going to come back. And I don't know about you, but I really don't want him to come back and to find me slacking. I don't want him to come back and to say, wow, Adam, you could have been really doing more for me, but you didn't think I was really coming back soon. So my goal is for each and every one of us to get our focus right, to get our focus on what God has for us, to get our focus on the kingdom, because the kingdom is the most important thing. And that's the hard thing sometimes for us to grasp, because there's so many different things in our life that are important. I think about myself. My family's important to me. My wife, Kennedy, they're important. Other things in my life, they're important to me. But the most important thing should be that. The most important thing should be God. It should be his kingdom. It should be, what can I do for him? It doesn't mean I neglect my family. It doesn't mean that I put them on the back burner, but it means that I include them in it. And it means that I have them as a part of the mission with me. And it means that I treat them how they're supposed to be, but at the same time, incorporating them into it. So we have to find a way to be able to keep God number one. And like I said, I want to stress this, you don't have to neglect everything else in your life to do that. You can include all of these things and still be pursuing the kingdom business, okay? So let's go over to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2. I'll give you a second to get over there. Titus 2, and we'll start in verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, let no man despise thee. So the Bible's telling us that we should be looking for Christ's return. It should be something that we are anticipating. It should be something that we are excited for. I remember being a teenager and thinking, man, I really hope Jesus doesn't come back soon because I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want to, like, pursue a career. There's all these different things that I remember thinking. Did this just cut out? Okay, there we go. There were so many different things that I was thinking that I wanted to accomplish before Jesus came back. And as I've gotten older, my mindset has changed some to where that should be the most important thing we're looking for. Every day we get up, we should look out and say, is it going to be today, Lord? Are you going to come back today or not? And we should be focusing on that. We should be waiting for that. We should be wanting him to return and to bring us, the bride of Christ, back up to heaven. And that's what God wants from us. He wants us to be waiting for him. He wants us to know that we are waiting and that we can't wait. I remember before I got married, like whenever you get engaged and then you have that period between that and you wait, I remember I couldn't wait to be married. And it seemed like the engagement took forever. And then finally, you get married. And then I'm just kidding. Then it's great. I'm just joking, babe. But you can't wait to get married. And it should be, I shouldn't have said that. It should be the same exact way with us, with our spiritual groom. We should be excited to get married to Christ. We should be excited for his return. We should be anticipating that. It should be something that we're checking off on our calendar every day, that I can't wait till Jesus comes back. And that should be our focus. That should be what our mindset is. And that's just what I want to challenge you to. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 6 and read those verses one more time, because they speak volumes. Matthew chapter 6. And verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So I'll leave you with this. Where is your treasure? Is it on earth, or is it in heaven? Are they on things that we're accumulating down here, or are they being stored up in heaven? So as you go home tonight, think about it. What is your mindset? As you go throughout the week, think, what is your mindset? If your mindset isn't on kingdom things, flip your mindset and get it onto those things, okay? So let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing us, like once again, Lord, just to be able to worship you and to be able to serve you. I ask that you just continue to bless each and every one of us, Father. I ask that you'd help all of us, including myself, to keep our minds on you, Lord, and to keep our focus on you, because it's so easy to become focused and engulfed in the things that are going on around us, Lord. And I ask you to help us just to keep our mindset on the kingdom, because eternity is way longer than our lifetimes here, Lord. So help us just to lay up treasures in heaven for you. In your name I pray, amen. You